ದೃಶ್ಯಮಾನ ವಿನಾರ್ಥೇನ ನ ದೃಶ್ಯಂತೆ ಮನೋ ಅಭವಾಹ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ದೃಶ್ಯಮಾನ ವಿನಾ ಅರ್ಥೇನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೃಶ್ಯಮಾನ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಟು ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೋಲ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಈಸಿಲಿ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್. ನೇಮ್ಲಿ ದ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಜಾಗೃತಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್. And then he says, drishyamana vinartena na drishyante manobhavaha. Na drishyante means they are visible at one time and not visible at other times. Like in this world you see, all the people are chasing after so many things. Like the money, if somebody is chasing, after some time it disappears from them. Similarly, the objects of the senses, they appear for at one time and they disappear at another time. So, the Bhagavatam instructs that one should not chase after these mirage-like objects which attract us at one time, which keep us preoccupied for a period of time, and then suddenly they disappear due to their insubstantial nature. And another reason for calling it as insubstantial is, you may be attracted to one object at one time and you are not attracted to the same object at another time. Like what you were attracted in childhood, what you are attracted in youth, what you are attracted in old age is not the same. In this way, the world, this material world, keeps the living entity preoccupied and absorbed in things which are called as Krishna Itara. Krishna Itara means items other than Krishna. And we are cheated away in the human form of life. So therefore, we were discussing Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidyakama karmabhi shravana smaranarhani karishyan iti kechana. So, the karma is on the gross body and kama is in the subtle body and avidya is the covering over the soul who is unable to properly see things as they are. And removal of this avidya may appear very technical and very complicated, but Kunti Maharani says it's very easy. Shravana, Smarana, Arhani. She is saying that one should begin hearing about the Lord and one should remember the items related to the Lord and one should worship the Lord. And by doing these things, one's Bhakti Punya, Bhakti Sukriti will increase. Therefore, the temples are established where even a child can ring a bell, or even a child can take part in the chanting and dancing, or accepting charanamrita, or offering a flower, or bowing down to the Lord, or doing pradakshina for the Lord, or taking a dip in the holy Ganges. So these are all the preliminary activities when a living entity does, his punya or bhakti sukriti is increased more and more, and he gets more and more purified, and his tendency for pious and spiritual activities increases more and more. And amongst all of them, the topmost is the chanting of the holy name and hearing the holy name. So when one takes to this process very seriously, gradually the Lord in the heart becomes more and more pleased by the sincere endeavor of the living entity. The sun creates the cloud and the sun can remove the cloud also, if he wishes, and he can shine forth very brilliantly in the sky. Like you can see the fog appears to cover our vision of the sun, but the fog can be eliminated in a moment when the sun shines in the sky. In the same manner, the fog of avidya, which is blocking our vision of Krishna due to our own desire for independently enacted activities, that can be removed by our sincere attempts to perform this punya shravana kirtan or bhakti sukriti punya activities, multiple activities, but the most prominent of which is the chanting of the holy name. So the chanting of the holy name should always be done with this attitude: oh Lord, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death, please pick me up and place me in your lotus feet and engage me in your eternal devotional service. Oh my Lord, I have no ability to see you, see your beauty, see your greatness, see your kindness, see your mercy. I am completely paying deaf ears to your message, and I am completely paying blind eyes in seeing you. Therefore we say, Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Baba Tume. So please help me to see you, help me to serve you, inspire me to come towards you. So this kind of longing along with the chanting of the holy name will definitely remove the layer of avidya around us and will give us access and approach to Krishna, which will get better and better and better. Krishna will become visible to the devotee. And then when the devotee sees the truth as it is in the samadhi stage, samadhi vision is the only vision. Jagrati, Swapna, Shushupti, all are useless. None of them are true. The only vision that one sees through samadhi. Therefore, Vedavyas was told by Narada, see in the platform of samadhi through the process of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite amale apashyan purusham purnam mayamcha tadapashrayam. Correct vision Vedavyas got by posting himself in samadhi stage and using the process of bhakti yoga. He saw Krishna and he saw maya subordinate to Krishna. And we all will get the right vision as Vedavyas got by calling out the holy name very sincerely and begging the Lord for help. Harinam Prabhu ki.